This is an iHeart podcast.
You know, your house smells. Don't get mad. My house smells too. I'm not indicting you. I'm sure you keep a clean home, but just time means you're going to acquire smells, whether those are cooking smells that get in your paint, your carpet. Maybe they're animal smells. Maybe you're a smoker or someone else was. Just living creates smells. I didn't realize that my home had a smell to it until I got my first Eden Pure Thunderstorm, the greatest air purifier I've ever owned in my life. This thing, I had it plugged in for 2 hours. I came back in the room and my air smelled so clean. I now own three of them. I'm not making that up. This thing has absolutely changed me on top of what it's done for my allergies. Go get one. Get two. Be like me and get three. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse. That gets you $10 off and free shipping. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse. Newton Group Transfer. They are here to help you if you're stuck in a timeshare. These stories from people who have these timeshares and can't get out of them, they're shocking. These timeshare companies, not all of them, but so many, they get their hooks into you and you can't give them up. You can't give them up. Or they'll do things like they charge you thousands of dollars. One girl, she got past her timeshare when her mother passed away. She gets past the timeshare, doesn't want the timeshare, doesn't use the timeshare. They tell her she can get out of it for $4,000. She has to come up with a $4,000 check. This is not right. It's unjust. And Newton Group Transfers is here to help you. If you are in a timeshare and want out or know someone who is, call 888-845-3773. That's 888-84-JESSE or go to timesharejesse.com. Newton Group Transfer. They will help you out. What if the people in charge are working with the enemy? Have you ever thought about what that would mean? If the people in charge are actually on the side of the enemy, we're facing a situation like that right here. We're talking about it next on I'm Right.
So you don't think the Chinese would lie to you?
Well, when you say the Chinese are a rather broad group. I know the scientists that we've dealt with have been trustworthy.
Of course. You see, as a Chinese scientist, you're in no way going to be influenced by the fact that people in charge of your country are going to pull your fingernails out if you happen to say something they don't like, of course. Hello, and welcome to I'm Right Tonight. Let's have a very difficult talk, huh? We do that time to time on this show. We have a straightforward, difficult talk. It's what we do. I want you to imagine something. Just close your eyes if you have to. Not that I want you to have to stop looking at me, but close your eyes if you have to and imagine something. Imagine it's a week before World War II kicks off. And let's just say in this imaginary scenario, we're in America, and everyone knows World War II is coming. We're setting Japan aside. We're about to go to war with Hitler and the Nazis. And you know, it's just what everyone knows. They haven't announced it. It's not official yet, but it's coming, right? We know this. The struggle is inevitable. Okay, all right. And I want you to imagine that the president of the United States of America at the time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, it turns out someone had requested a study into the activities of Adolf Hitler in the United States of America. And President FDR, he came down and said, no, stop this study. We don't want to do this. And I want you to imagine something else. I want you to imagine all the media in the United States of America. I want you to imagine it coming out that the advertisers who keep media companies afloat, that's how media companies stay in business with advertising, the advertisers who keep the media companies afloat were funded directly by the Nazi Party. And those media companies had been telling you there's no problem in Germany, nothing wrong with Nazis. Would you think to yourself, one, we're about to lose this war with Germany, and two, we have serious problems within the borders of the United States of America at the highest levels. Well, what I just laid out for you is not some far-fetched, you know, scenario you read about or watch a movie about, some Netflix special somewhere about some alternate view of history. No. What I just described to you is happening right now in front of your eyes in the United States of America. And the impact of this, what it means for us, it's difficult to unpack. It's difficult to unpack. There's a headline out right now. Democrat President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation launched by then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's State Department into whether the coronavirus pandemic originated from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The effort was focused on looking at whether China's biological weapons program could have had a greater role in the pandemic's origin in Wuhan. Now, before I get into the media stuff and everything else, just let's pause for a moment there. We don't want to just read a headline and roll on past. Let's unpack what that means. The previous administration said, hey, okay, we have this new virus. We think we know some things. We might not know some things. But one thing I definitely think we should find out is this thing actually something that, you know, they picked up from a bat somewhere and it's not their fault? Or is this something they created? Possibly created as a biological weapon specifically to attack the United States of America. Let's keep in mind, 600,000 Americans are dead, trillions in economic loss. We won't know the full cost for decades, but this has been a brutal attack on the United States of America. Let's just look into what the origins are. And the Biden administration walks in and looks at that investigation and says, oh, we need to stop that. You understand what that might mean? And you do understand what it means if the president of the United States of America is controlled by our enemy? Because that's what we're facing here, right? That's what we're facing here. Did you see what Louisiana Senator Kennedy said? Watch this.
Why did you guys spike, not guys and ladies, why did y'all spike the prior administration's investigation into the origins of the coronavirus and whether it could have come out of the Wuhan lab?
Sir, we did not spike anything in the prior administration. I'm not sure what you mean by spike, but we have no influence.
The State Department spiked the prior administration's right. Study.
But that has nothing to do with the National Institutes of
so
Health.
So they didn't consult with y'all?
They did not.
Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
Doc? They just spiked it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean if Joe Biden walked into the Oval Office and immediately pulled out a little private list he had on his phone that said, all right, these are the things we have to do to protect China. First of all, that investigation into coronavirus, let's back off on that. We don't need anybody sniffing around that. Even if he's not directly in bed with the Chinese, which right now it looks like he is, we don't want to know what killed 600,000 Americans, what cost trillions their jobs. We don't want to know that. And what's hilarious was, remember, the system told you Trump was a nut job for calling it the China virus and everything else. Trump's a racist, Trump's that. I mean, you remember, here's Trump.
I think it was obvious to smart people that's where it came from. I have no doubt about it. I had no doubt about it. I was criticized by the press because China has a lot of people taken care of. They took care of Hunter. They took care of Joe. They took care of everybody, didn't they? And people didn't want to say China.
They didn't want to say China. In fact, I'm old enough to remember, it was racist to say China. Don't you remember that? Stop being a racist. What do you mean China? That's a racist, even though China's a country, not a race. But remember, it was racist, and you should shut up about that? But again, I have to come back to this. Why? Why was the system so insistent that you and I and Trump and everybody else stop talking about China and this virus being created in a lab? They were so insistent on it. You had to walk around with a scarlet letter if you even brought it up. Why would the media be so insistent on such a thing, right? I mean, we're told all the time. I know you hear it all the time. I certainly do. They say that stupid saying, what is it? We speak truth to power. It's our job. We are the lions of the republic. We are the ones keeping the American people safe by speaking truth to power. We will dig in and we will find the truth. Well, they were the ones insisting that you and I shut up about the origins of coronavirus. Why would they do that? Well, maybe we have an explanation here. Washington Free Beacon, to their credit, they uncover Justice Department documents that reveal China Daily paid more than $1.6 million in advertising campaigns in Time Magazine, the Los Angeles Times, Financial Times, and Foreign Magazine, as well as another $1 million to American newspapers, including the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, and Houston Chronicle, to print copies of its own publications. You understand the impact of that, right? You understand a newsroom, let's say you're the LA Times, and maybybe you do have a good reporter on staff. I'm sure they have some talented people there. And a reporter, this good reporter on staff, comes to you and says, hey, boss, it looks like this virus may have originated in a lab in China. Don't you think I should dig into that a little bit and do a story on it? And the boss is thinking about it, and he's thinking about the story, but he's also looking at his profit loss sheet. And that profit loss sheet, well, it's showing some serious money coming from China. What do you do if you're that boss? And let's say you're an anti-American soulless monster who's a journalist in the United States of America. What do you do? You know what you do. You run cover for them. Oh, but wait, there's more. What's the biggest newspaper in the United States of America? It's the New York Times. Do you want to see what one of their reporters had to say on CNN? Oh, you'll enjoy this.
I do think it's important to remember that part of the issue when this was first being reported on and discussed back a few months after the pandemic had begun was that then President Trump and Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, both suggested they had seen evidence that this was formed in a lab, and they also suggested it was not released on purpose, but they refused to release the evidence showing what it was. And so because of that, that made this instantly political. I think that it was, you know, example 1000 when the Trump administration learned that when you have burned your own credibility over and over again, people are not immediately going to believe you, especially in an election year.
How about that? Oh, well, I mean, that they wouldn't show us the evidence, so it became political. So we had to assume everything they said was a lie, and then we reported that way? Well, that's weird, because if you look in the New York Times, Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim, he owns 17.4% of the New York Times. According to the Federalist, Slim has regularly conducted business with Chinese companies with overt ties to the CCP. So, what happened? Biden spikes the investigation. The public finds out that Biden spikes the investigation. The public gets outraged. White House starts to scramble. White House starts to get asked some very hard questions. So they have to do something. You have to do something, right? You can't look like it's that obvious you're in bed with the Chinese, like Eric Swalwell. So what are they going to do? Oh, you'll love this. Here's Press Sec Jen Psaki.
We're hopeful that WHO can move into a more transparent, independent phase two investigation.
But with 589,920 dead Americans, at what point does President Biden say, we don't want to wait for the WHO, we don't know what they're doing, this needs to be an American-led effort to get to the bottom of what happened?
Well, first of all, we need access to the underlying data and information in order to have that investigation.
And why not? But he talks all the time about how he's known President Xi for a long time. So why can't he just call
and we need
ask
them
him for that information?
I think you're misunderstanding how this process actually works. An international investigation led by the World Health Organization is something that we've actually been pressing for several months.
Led by the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization has been exposed repeatedly, time after time after time, over the last year as being the leading propaganda arm for coronavirus on behalf of China. What a move by Joe Biden. Oh, well, let's stop our investigation. Oh, we should still have one, though, right? Well, let's get the WHO to run it. Senator Kennedy went off on that, too.
Can we agree that if you took President Xi Jinping and turned him upside down and shook him, the World Health Organization would fall out of his pocket?
I don't think I can answer that question, sir. I'm sorry.
Well, do you think that the President Xi Jinping has undue influence over the World Health Organization, do you?
I have no way of knowing the influence of the President of China over the WHO.
Okay. Well, that's funny because I remember this tweet from the WHO. This is from January 2020. You see, we have the receipts on this show. Quote, preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the novel coronavirus identified in Wuhan, China. So, back to our uncomfortable question in the beginning. What if all of our own institutions are now in bed with China? The truth is, look, we didn't even go into it now. This goes well beyond the President of the United States of America and well beyond America's media. You remember that whole John Cena dust-up from the other day, right? The former wrestling star and then professional actor now. I guess he's an acting superstar now, where he made the mistake of saying Taiwan exists and then was forced by China to issue an apology in Mandarin. Your movies are made by China. You know that, right? There's a reason you don't go to the movies ever once and see anything anti-Chinese, because China will and does call up Hollywood producers and directors and say, hey, Bob, cut that scene out. We didn't like it. That happens not tomorrow, not 10 years from now. That happens right now. You have Chinese communist spies in American universities. They were getting busted all the time under Trump. These people are everywhere here. How do you and I process that? What do we do with that information? Well, that's a whole other story, isn't it? All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I'm right. Now, you know what makes me uncomfortable? When people are looking over my shoulder at what I'm doing. Do you enjoy that? People are looking at what you're doing? Well, you understand that when you're on your computer or your tablet, when you're on the internet, if you don't have IPVanish, you don't have a virtual private network, people can see what you're doing. Lots of them, they can see. But IPVanish, it's special. You see, you can use a VPN on computers, tablets, phones, even things like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. All your data is completely encrypted. That's a fact. We're talking about your financial details, your personal information, your online activity. Keep them safe from threats with IPVanish. Go to IPVanish.com/Jesse. That's IPVanish.com/Jesse. Jesse is all lowercase. That'll get you 50% off for a limited time off of subscriptions, including annual subscriptions. IPVanish.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
On the Jordan Harbinger Show, you'll hear amazing stories from people that have lived them, from spies to CEOs, even an undercover agent who infiltrated the Gambino crime family. You're about to hear a preview of the Jordan Harbinger Show with Jack Garcia, who did just that.
My career was 24 out of 26 years was solely dedicated working undercover. I walk in, I'm in the bar. Now, there's a barmaid there, good-looking young lady. She's serving me a drink. Hey, what would you like? Usually my drink was, give me a Kettle One martini, three olives, glass of water on the side. I finish the drink. The guys come in. I'm going to go in my pocket, take out the big wad of money. Bam, I give her $100. If you're with the mob, I say, hey, Jordan, you're on record with us. That means we protect you. Nobody could shake you down. We could shake you down, but you're on record with us.
For more on how Jack became so trusted in the highest levels of the Gambino organization, check out episode 392 of The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these failure drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off. You know, Black Lives Matter is a domestic terrorist group, right? An organized, funded, domestic terrorist group that has been looting, burning, and murdering people across the United States of America for years. Remember, this group didn't just pop up in the wake of George Floyd's death. You remember that night, that terrible night, all those Dallas cops were shot by that guy? You know what he was saying right before he died? Black Lives Matter. This is a violent, racist, domestic terrorist group. William Barr, Bill Barr, the last attorney general, chose not to do anything about Black Lives Matter. The current FBI director, and he was the FBI director under Trump, Christopher Wray, has stood before Congress multiple times and said, white supremacy is the greatest domestic terrorist threat, just insane things like that. In the meantime, we have America's corporations saying Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter this and Black Lives Matter commercials and Black Lives Matter's the best. They've gone mainstream. It's like Hamas going mainstream. How mainstream? Well, the State Department had some new flags around the globe. Embassies in Athens, embassies in Cambodia, embassies across the globe. American embassies now flying Black Lives Matter flags. That's the point of insanity we're at right now, where we don't call terrorists terrorists. We celebrate them and wave their flags. That's how bad things are getting. Oh, and I should mention, on top of being domestic terrorists, they're open communists. That's not just me saying the word communist again. They're very honest about it. They say we are trained Marxists. We now fly the flag of communists at our embassies across the globe. All right, that's enough bad news. It's more bad news. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it for you. It's a shooting in George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, but I don't want you to focus on the shooting. I want you to focus on the reporting.
This bill of comprehensive police reform just got to be careful here with some gunshots. Excuse us. It sounds like gunshots. I'll let you know what this is. These seem to be gunshots. Where is that?
We're okay.
Who is that reporter with ice water in his veins? Sorry, I just think, hang on. Oh, yeah, there's some shooting. Anyway, excuse me. Cheerio, we're on the... That guy's cold-blooded. All right, that's enough of this, that stuff for today. Now, you want to make some changes to the country? I mean, do the things we talk about on this show every night, do they scare you every now and then? They scare me. Look, I have the same thoughts. What can I do to stop it? I want to stop it. Well, Mammoth Nation is how you stop it. You know that, right? Mammoth Nation is an organization dedicated to getting candidates and causes done that you want done. But I don't expect you to scour the country for those candidates. Go to mammothnation.com/Jesse and sign up. And it's not as if it's just something you go spend money on. Yeah, your money goes to those great causes. You save money too, lots of it. You see, when you become a member of Mammoth Nation, well, you get discounts on shopping, hotels, travel, telehealth, wireless, a laundry list of things. Go to mammothnation.com/Jesse and sign up today. We'll be back. You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. It's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. It didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free. It's nicotine-free. It's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off.
Because I don't care who you vote for. I ain't never cussed nobody out for voting for the Democratic Party. I ain't never called nobody a disrespectful name. None of that. You guys that do that, not all Democrats do that, but the guys who do that, y'all are the new version of the KKK. The white folks don't got to do nothing. Y'all are the new version of the KKK. Because you try to intimidate, you try to exile black folks, and you try to cancel them because they don't agree with you. And that's sad. You act like you're doing something righteous for doing that. The Democratic Party is our people. So you gonna hurt another black man for the white people that you like? You a fool.
That was former number one NBA draft pick Kwame Brown. The NBA career has not been as big as people hope for, but man, the dude's dropping bombs out there. Joining me now to talk about that and several other things is Pastor Daryl Scott, author of the book Nothing to Lose. Pastor, why are Democrats nastier? It's not a black thing either. Democrats in general are just nastier. I mean, you can have a disagreement with one and 5 seconds later he's talking about your mother. Why?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I don't know what it is about their party. There's some kind of spirit on them that if you disagree with them, they get hostile and antagonistic and adversarial. Whereas if you disagree with people on the right, you know, we present our case, but we're not going to want to kill you or do you bodily harm simply because you don't share the same views that we share. And that's because, especially with blacks, the Democratic Party appeals to blacks emotionally rather than intellectually. And because of that, it becomes an emotional, politics becomes an emotional topic rather than an intellectual discourse. And sometimes when people get really emotional, they can't do anything but strike out because they don't know how to express themselves any other way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're probably right about that. I don't know. I'm passionate about politics. I'm emotional about politics. I think this stuff is important. I disagree with my friends all the time. I don't call them names and terrible things like that. It's just, it's so odd how fast they get hostile. I just wonder about the psychology of all of it.
Yeah, they get very hostile very fast. And once again, I think it's because they don't have an intellectual reason to support their choices. And so if you can't deal with it intellectually, they begin to lash out. And oftentimes it's a diversion. It's a diversionary tactic. They'll get hostile. They'll get violent. They'll get antagonistic. Because once again, they don't have an intellectual argument. Their intellectual arguments are being shredded. And so they don't have any other recourse. It's like what Evander Holyfield said when Mike Tyson bit him on his ear. He said, oh, you know how to get a guy knows how to get out of a fight if he wants to.
That is a fact. I still remember being how shocked I was. What a young, naive man I was when Evander Holyfield pounded Tyson into the dust so bad he had to bite his ear off. But anyway, that's another story entirely. Pastor, tell me how I'm supposed to unpack this Wuhan stuff. Joe Biden gets into office and immediately stops an investigation into the coronavirus. They've run cover for China at every turn. I don't like pointing at an American citizen, most definitely not an American president, and saying that guy might be a traitor in bed with the enemy. How am I supposed to unpack that any other way? Who wouldn't want to know where the thing came from?
You need to unpack it by saying that guy is a traitor that's in bed with the enemy. Think about this. For years, the left had no problem labeling President Trump as a Russian agent. Putin's ally, Russia's, he was the Manchurian candidate by Russia. They didn't have a problem running and fueling that narrative. And now we see that Biden appears to be the candidate for Russia and China, that he sought, it seems, to diffuse that narrative. And you know what else it seems like? It seems like all of the things that Donald Trump said during his administration that the left tried to write off and ridicule, you give it enough time, we see that he was right. He was very prophetic in his declarations. He said that it came from a lab in China way back when. They tried to diffuse that narrative for political purposes, and now we see the narrative is the closest narrative to the truth that we see of all the narratives. Biden is at the end of China's string, so he doesn't want to do anything to garner their disfavor.
Pastor, as people on the right, how do we get our arms around the fact that it looks like it's way beyond the American president? We're talking the media, our college education system, our athletes, our actors. Hollywood won't make an anti-China scene at this point in time. When your enemy is that entrenched, how do we even start getting them out? What's step one? I don't even know where to begin.
But to be honest, President Trump set the model for that by bringing in, he came in as an outsider that bucked the system. And so when we see a number of people that he birthed, so to speak, different political candidates that are coming up that are outside of their political machine, political system, and they're coming into office, I know a number of them that are self-funding their own campaigns and different things like that. And then you see the birth of media personalities such as yourself and others who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. Because when Kwame Brown said that about the canceling and all of that, that cancel culture and different things is being fueled by the media and being fueled by celebrities. But the man on the street, they feel the same way that Kwame Brown feels. They share his sentiments exactly. So it's gonna take a little time, but we have to replace those that are in the position of influence with those that can be influencers as well, that don't subscribe to that line of thinking. They're not a part of that party line, and we'll be all right.
Speaking of exposed and bad actors, obviously everybody knows, I think Black Lives Matter is pretty much the most detestable group in the country right now. I think the proof is in the pudding. I'm looking at data from Minneapolis reporting 32 homicides so far in 2021. That's 108% increase. I have all these numbers in front of me about Portland and New York and all these things. Black people are dying in these cities because of these stupid efforts to yank cops out of bad neighborhoods. Is this going to end with Black Lives Matter finally going down in flames the way they should? Or is everybody too scared to call a spade, as you call it, and hide under their bed whenever the group is brought up because they have a really smart name?
Well, I think that fear factor that Black Lives Matter utilized for whatever success that they achieved, I think that is diminishing over time because their practice is not living up to their profession. And so the fear that people had of speaking out against them is not like it was before, simply because a number of Black people on the left and the right are speaking up against them. And Black Lives Matter is an ambulance-chasing organization. Unless there's some Black victimization emergency crisis, they're not effective anyway. They need chaos. They need injustice in order to survive. But because America is taking a concentrated step towards correcting whatever injustices that did exist, it's taking the teeth out of Black Lives Matter's bite. So they're,
well,
they're,
it hasn't
they're,
slowed down and hasn't slowed down Antifa at all, though. That's what I'm worried about, is that it won't stop down. Those scumbag Antifa guys, they've been burning stuff down for years. They haven't missed a beat.
I'm sorry, you know what? Black Lives Matter took a lot of heat off of Antifa. Yeah. And because Antifa was more localized than it was national, they're not all over the country. They're isolated in these particular places. But another reason is, I'm sorry, and this is for the conservatives on our side. There are a lot of people that just don't want to cry out against anything white. And I'm sorry, it's the truth anyway. When I see certain people in conservative media that cry loud and spare not when it comes to Black Lives Matter, when it comes to black on black crime, when it comes to the issues plaguing the black community, they're not having that same furor or fervor when it comes to white on white crime or white transgressors. And since Antifa is mainly a white group, then they try to blame it on the ideology rather than blaming it on the ethnicity. Whereas with Black Lives Matter, they focus more on the ethnicity than they do on the ideology. And it's the, it
why
is
you think
what
that
it is.
Is.
I got to be truthful. If no, Antifa was black, they would get a whole lot more attention. Excuse me?
Go ahead. Please, why do you think that is? Please, look, we tell hard truths on this show, Pastor. Please, why do you think that is? Go ahead.
Because the same way you see black people that don't want to speak out against organizations that are primarily black, white people have that same train of thoughts as well. So, you know, you'll see them crying out against Black Lives Matter, but don't say anything about the KKK. They'll cry out against Black Lives Matter. And I'm not defending Black Lives Matter in any way, form, or fashion. There's a scripture in the Bible that simply says, judge righteous judgment. I try to be fair across the board. If I can criticize Black Lives Matter, I can criticize Antifa with the same level of vociferousness. I can criticize the Klan and every other white supremacist group, because Black Lives Matter is a black supremacist group. So I have to be equal in my criticisms. And it's unbalanced there because Antifa is raising hell up in Portland. They've destroyed Seattle, different places like that, and there's not a peep out of the right about them. All the peeps are about Black Lives Matter. And so I guess
it's a fact, by the way, that Portland and Seattle, those are two of, well, they, at least they used to be two of the most beautiful cities in this country, and they have absolutely wrecked those beautiful places. Pastor Daryl Scott, you're my favorite, man. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Hey, and thank you for letting me be myself.
Of course. Always on this show. Appreciate you.
God bless you.
Now, speaking of anarchy and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, you saw all the videos we were playing while Pastor Daryl Scott was having his say there. You remember what last summer was like, right? Burning and looting. There was that video, that famous internet video, where someone walked through Minneapolis the day after one of the massive George Floyd riots, and it looked like something out of a war zone. Well, that's coming at some point. Do you have food supplies? No, I'm not talking about one can of beans. Do you have real food supplies if there's a cyber attack? If there's something major that happens to shut down our supply chain? What if you can't get gas? What if you can't get power? What if your grocery store can't open because the lights are out? What are you going to do? I have a solution. Go to preparewiththefirst.com. And what you'll see there is a great company called My Patriot Supply. They specialize in making it easy for you. You don't have to come up with a list and 9,000 things on it. Well, we should get this for food and this for food. My Patriot Supply makes it easy for you. They have them ready to go. I'm not telling you to build a bunker in the mountains. Just go to My Patriot Supply and get some food. Go to preparewiththefirst.com. That's preparewiththefirst.com. That'll save you some money. It'll save you $50 on their four-week emergency food supply kit. All right, we got more. We'll be back. Well, he's becoming our go-to guy for sports and politics in sports, and that would make sense since he is the political and sports guy for Outkick.com, Bobby Barak. Bobby, thank you for joining me. I'd probably make too much of some of this stuff, but I was absolutely floored when I saw that John Cena had made the horrific error of calling Taiwan, And then not only does he issue an apology, he issues a video apology in Mandarin. If people haven't seen it, here, watch it.
你好，中国，就是焦西呢，我必须说，现在在速度与激情中，我做很多采访，很多，所以在一个采访，我有一个错误，所有人问我，如果我可以用中文，速度与激情中给我很多资讯 information。 所以很多采访，很多information，我有一个错误，我必须说现在就是很重要，我爱更尊重中国跟中国人，我很抱歉对我的错误，对不起，我很抱歉，你必须了解，我。
Bobby, my Mandarin's a little rusty, but that's pretty much nauseating.
Jesse, just to point out the most notable line, he says, I love China and I respect China. John Cena, I grew up a fan. I respect your work in the ring. What do you love and respect about China? You respect and love the genocide? You respect and love the slave labor that the shoe companies that China supports are profiting off of? Do you love and respect the country which I consider the closest thing to modern-day Nazi Germany in 2021? I mean, what an unbelievably offensive and boneheaded statement to make. Not only that, what are you apologizing for? Don't tell me you're sorry. You're not sorry at all. You're just mad that your movie could suffer some, or your brand and your bottom line might suffer if China's no longer on your side. Jesse, what's so frustrating about all of this stuff, whether it's Cena, LeBron, Hollywood, Demi Lovato, these people claim they're all about social justice, human rights. These guys don't care at all. They're all about brand building, and they've become so reliant on China, they're terrified to say anything that's semi-controversial about China that half the world would say, wait a minute, what's wrong with that? But John Cena does this pre-recorded and Mandarin apology. I found this absolutely disgusting. Again, I grew up a fan of John Cena. There's rumors he might come back to the ring this summer. I might not watch just by the off chance he might show up next week. I was disgusted by this.
It's just as simple as money, right? Which does not speak very highly of us, but John Cena says something China didn't like. Someone in China picks up the phone call, calls a guy who calls a guy, and says, hey, if you want your new movie released in China, you better apologize for this now. That's how it works in my mind, but I'm an idiot. Is that how it works?
Well, that's word for word what happened with the NBA 2-3 years ago when Daryl Morey, all he did was stick up for human rights, freedom in Hong Kong. Some guy from China that runs the streaming service that airs the NBA called up the commissioner and said, hey, you guys can't talk badly about us. You guys can't speak truthfully about us. So not only was Daryl Morey forced to apologize, eventually, you know, was out of that job as a Rockets GM, you have LeBron James, who I consider probably the dumbest person with the platform he has. He got up there and said, wait a minute, don't be selfish. Yeah, you have freedom of speech, but don't hurt others. Translation, LeBron said, don't hurt my bottom line. Don't stick up for freedom in Hong Kong if it's going to hurt my income and my profit I'm making off these shoe sales in China that are manufactured likely by slave labor, like his partner and best friend Dwayne Wade's shoes. We proved at OutKick were profiting off companies that were using slave labor to make those shoes. The unbelievably appalling situation all around.
You know what? I'm glad you brought up LeBron James, because this is a sports thing, but it really interested me. LeBron went out, did some tequila event for his brand. NBA didn't crack down on him. Charles Barkley predicted it.
I love Adam Silver. Rest in peace, David Stern, the best commissioner in sport. The NBA ain't got the balls to
fucking LeBron James.
Zero. Listen. Today, when I read that, I just, you know, like sometimes you read stuff, you just throw a lot of, hey, the NBA, they got no chance of suspending LeBron James. Like if it was a nobody, they would put him in health and safety protocol. Ain't no f-ing way LeBron James is gonna be set out because of health and safety protocol.
Okay, Bobby, so LeBron James owns the NBA? Is that just how it works? They have a guy who's not good for their brand, not good for their ratings, but he owns them? How's that work?
Yeah, I mean, you can't put it better than how Barkley said it. They didn't have the balls to suspend him. Absolutely not. Because here's what it comes down to, Jesse. In any other league, the commissioner would say, you broke protocols. We're trying to make a statement. You're suspended. You're fine. But in the NBA, I mean, I put it like this. Commissioner Adam Silver, other highly paid suits in the NBA's executive rooms, they were afraid to suspend their boss because LeBron James is their de facto boss. You say own the NBA. You might as well say that right now. And what's so interesting about all this is that you talk about LeBron James' power and all this stuff. He has made the NBA such an unlikable sport that it's now being crushed by old guys winning golf tournaments on Sundays. And I really believe it's this stuff by LeBron. I mean, the NBA is so hypocritical and so selective in their punishments and promotion. I don't know if you realize or the listeners realize, Kevin Durant, who's probably the second most notable star in the NBA, DM'd actor Michael Rapaport, said a bunch of homophobic, racist stuff. In the NBA, it took them like a week to finally find him. They refused to suspend him. I mean, he was making fun of Michael Rapaport's skin and all that stuff. I mean, can you believe that's happening right now in the NBA, which claims to be all about equality and inclusion and putting everybody on the same level, that one of their faces of the league is DMing people, making fun of their white skin color? And this is what the NBA has allowed, and it all starts with LeBron James, who is endangering police officers, telling the country that the police force is openly hunting black people like deer, now breaking COVID protocols. I mean, this is one of the – think about it. This is the guy that we tell our youth to idolize. I can't think of a more dishonest idol than LeBron James.
Bobby Brock, everybody, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Jesse, anytime.
If you dip or if you smoke, it's hard to quit. It's not easy to quit. It's hard to quit. And for me, I tried everything when I was trying to quit dipping. The truth is, what I needed was a dip. Now, it didn't have to have nicotine. It didn't have to have tobacco. It wasn't that. I needed a dip to keep me in my routine and transition me out of it. And I just didn't have that. Oh, they had the patch and gum and sunflower seeds until Jake's Mint Chew came along. Jake's Mint Chew is nicotine-free. It's tobacco-free. You can put in that dip. Go ahead. There's 11 different flavors of Long Cut, 4 different flavors of the CBD pouches. Have your dip, but just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's Mint Chew. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Use the promo code Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. That gets you 20% off. We'll be back. All right, it's time to lighten the mood. And nothing does my heart well like watching the Disney movie generation really encounter nature. I'm positive it has to be Disney movies, but you see people do this all the time. They go try to take a picture of a buffalo in Yellowstone National Park. And, how do you get closer? Get right up next to him and pet him. It'll be cute. Just pet him. Oh, no, I'm dead. He stomped me to death. I love watching people find out that nature is wild and the animals actually don't talk really cutely back and forth to each other. And those big eyes don't mean he's about to cry. It's still a wild animal. So I do enjoy videos like this.
I have to help him. Give me something to get out.
Get a board. Yeah, put the chair.
I'm saving you! Let me save you! Thank you.
That gets me every time. All right, let's see you tomorrow.
This is an iHeart podcast.